540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County leaders say dangerous smoke from Canadian wildfires is forcing changes across the area, and they want people to stay inside. A statewide air quality alert is in place through noon today, and it could last longer along Lake Michigan. County Executive David Crawley says this is the worst air quality the community has ever seen, and he's urging people to limit time outdoors and to follow health guidance. County services are still running, but outdoor work is being scaled back. Pools are closed, and zoo animals are being kept inside. Milwaukee Public Schools is shutting down summer classes, recreation sites, and meal programs today because of the heavy smoke. Health officials say if you feel serious symptoms like trouble breathing or chest pain, call 911. It is expected the smoke will clear out later in the day. The Milwaukee Common Council is changing restrictions aimed at Rottweilers and pit bulls. Alders this week passed a measure that makes it so dogs can't be labeled dangerous based on their breed, changing it to reflect documented behavior. The dangerous classification can be given to dogs and cats who bite without being provoked, charge at people, or act aggressively. Officials say removing the breed restrictions also removes a sense of safety because all dogs are capable of biting. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There are some new details about financial trouble inside Sarah Rodriguez's campaign and the impact of the Milwaukee County executive. Last week, the lieutenant governor learned that a promised ad campaign of hers never ran and bills went unpaid. That was discovered the day before securing David Crawley's endorsement. According to UrbanMilwaukee.com, Rodriguez allowed for the endorsement without sharing the financial information with Crawley. Rodriguez's campaign defends her response, but critics say the situation raises concerns about honesty and leadership. Harley-Davidson is shutting down and tearing down a longtime hangar at Mitchell International. The company has left the roughly 20,000-square-foot building it's used for decades on the south side of the airfield. Reports say Harley owned the hangar but leased the land since 2001, and when that lease expired, the airport chose not to take over the building. The decision allows demolition to move forward. The now-empty site could become part of the airport's broader push to expand cargo and other projects. A Milwaukee nonprofit is moving closer to having a permanent home. Kinship Community Food Center officially broke ground on their new facility on the city's east side this week, near Holton and Locust. The facility will cost more than $21 million and includes a free market, commercial kitchen, and space for families to find resources. Kinship has been operating out of a subleased basement, but hopes to move into a new facility next year. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Wildfire smoke from fires burning in Minnesota and Ontario continues to affect air quality across Wisconsin. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer spoke with health experts about how to cope until things clear up.
Health experts say the smoke contains fine particles known as PM2.5, which are small enough to travel deep into the lungs and even enter the bloodstream.
Whenever we do have poor air quality, that could lead to an exacerbation or flare-ups for people with chronic lung diseases or coronary artery diseases or certain other chronic diseases, and that can land them in the hospital and then under my care.
That's Dr. Tony Malik with Aspirus Health. He says people with asthma, heart disease, older adults, young children, and pregnant women are most at risk. But even healthy people can develop a cough, sore throat, or irritated eyes after spending time outside.
And if the air quality is poor, it would be a good idea to stay inside or minimize your time outside.
If you can, move activities indoors, keep windows closed, and check the air quality index before heading outside. If you have trouble breathing, chest pain, or symptoms that don't improve, you should seek medical care. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin is still under an air quality advisory at least until later today. Forecasters say possible thunderstorms could bring a brief respite, but more smoke is expected to return over the weekend. A major investment in clean energy could bring more than 600 jobs to Madison. Rialta Fusion plans to build its headquarters and research facility at the former Oscar Mayer plant. State and local leaders are offering up to $55 million in incentives to land the project. The company says it chose Wisconsin after a nationwide search. Rialta is a fusion power company built on research done at UW-Madison. Work on the site could begin before the end of the year. The Appleton Common Council is set to decide whether to implement a list of rules for automated license plate readers. If passed, any companies that work with the police department would give a detailed list of what data is collected and stored. Police would also have to give a detailed annual report about the license plate readers. This comes after Mayor Jake Woodford announced in May the city would stop using the cameras amid public concerns about privacy and who uses the data. The Waupaca Police Department is warning residents about organized panhandling rings that use young children to solicit money. Officers said they were called to a business Monday after reports of adults asking for money while accompanied by a small child. Police say people often stand near store parking lots or along roadways and hold signs asking for help with food, rent, or medical bills, many cases involving groups traveling from city to city rather than local people in crisis. Authorities caution that some signs include QR codes for Venmo or other online payment platforms, which can carry a risk of phishing. Investigators from the Marathon County Sheriff's Office are still looking for leads following the theft of 20 head of cattle valued at $50,000. Deputies were called July 8th to Kingdom Haven Farm after owners said the animals were discovered missing the morning before. Investigators say there were no signs of forced entry at the gates, fences, or cattle barn. The case remains active, with officials saying they plan to canvass the area for possible surveillance footage from nearby homes or businesses. Emergency dispatchers in Dane County are getting help from artificial intelligence. The Public Safety Communications Department said it'll soon be adding AI dispatchers to the force in order to assist with non-emergency 911 calls. Officials explained the system will transfer non-emergencies to a different line, and the virtual assistant will handle calls such as noise complaints and animal control inquiries. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight at AmFam Field against the Florida Marlins. Jacob Mizorowski still being rested. Won't start until next week. Lefty Kyle Harrison on the 15-day IL with a sore elbow. Brandon Woodruff is on the 60-day IL. So that means that Logan Henderson will be on the mound tonight for the crew. NBA in Miami. The Heat welcomed their new player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to Florida.
I'm excited. I've been with the Bucks for 13 years. I love what I've felt so far. I think people are so welcoming, so nice to me. I hope it stays that way. I'm so driven. Like, all this stuff is nice. Like, we can talk about it all day long. But I just love playing basketball.
Giannis will now wear the number 7 jersey. Team president Pat Riley telling reporters the Heat wanted Giannis last February, but couldn't work out a deal before the trade deadline. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine, hot and humid, smoky with isolated storms, and a high in the upper 80s and muggy. For tonight, turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy again, lows in the mid-70s. Storms still possible Saturday, dry and sunny Sunday.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.